The $800 million casino would have been managed by Hard Rock International, a gambling company that already operates a successful casino for the Seminole tribe in Florida. Kenosha Mayor Keith Bossman says the governor's decision ignores the economic benefits the project would have brought.
By golly, for $800 million in investment and thousands of jobs with no state subsidy, I mean, there's no TIF district, there's no money coming from the state to incentivize this. This is all outside investment in the state of Wisconsin. I think it's worth a try.
But Governor Walker says his policies have already created thousands of jobs in Kenosha by luring new companies to the area. And he says the local economy there is healthy and can do without the boost the casino might have provided. He says if he'd approved the casino, the state would be forced to pay the Potawatomi tribe millions of dollars to make up for losses its Milwaukee casino would face if it had to compete with a new gambling hall in Kenosha.
Certainly the jobs are something we looked at, but again, if you're on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars, that's something that even some of the supporters of a casino acknowledge is a pretty high hurdle. And in the end, we tried to get over it. We did our due diligence, as we owe it to the taxpayers of the state to do, but we just couldn't get past that hurdle.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's disappointed in Governor Walker's decision, but he blamed former Governor Jim Doyle for signing a compact with the Potawatomi that created a no-win situation. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee. The governor announced his casino decision just a day before he speaks at a major gathering of Iowa conservatives who are considering presidential candidates for 2016. But Governor Walker says his presidential bid and religious conservatives generally opposing casinos have nothing to do with saying no to the Kenosha casino.
If that's the case, I would have shut it down right off the bat. If it had been done for political reasons, I would have done it a long time ago.
But State Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, who's upset with Walker's decision on the casino, says it may have everything to do with politics. The Kenosha Democrat notes that hundreds of Iowa conservatives have signed petitions or letters urging Walker not to expand gaming.
Some prominent people who have played huge roles in past Iowa elections in the campaigns of other very conservative people like Rick Santorum. So you got to ask him about his calculus, how that weighed in the decision.
The Menominee Nation today issued a statement saying Walker's goal of becoming president has helped lead to a no for the Menominee people. At a Milwaukee news briefing, Walker was asked a second time about the timing of his casino decision and his Iowa trip.
I don't think you'll find anybody tomorrow talking about this. What they're going to talk about is what I say tomorrow, and I'm not going to mention this at all.
Walker says during his speech at the Iowa Freedom Summit in Des Moines, he'll talk about how he took on the powerful big government special interests in Wisconsin and how his message is new, fresh, and from outside Washington. Walker had until February 19th to decide on the Kenosha Casino. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.